time for you to sound off. Sound off.
Are you trying to be beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkins Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. When you got something to say, hit us up on that line, leave a message. We review the messages, and we move the good ones, or the bad ones, or even the ugly ones, to the main show. Let's see what we have today.
Hey, Mike, it's me, Gritty. Leave off my man, Dave Astor. Not his fault he's got a four-page article in the Inquirer. I just read it. It was phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. Well, yeah, it was spellbinding.
It's the first time you got a call from Gritty, Mike. You're not excited about the first time you get to talk to Gritty?
Oh, that's right. It was Gritty.
That was Gritty calling you. You're not excited?
I didn't know. I thought Gritty just spoke in beeps.
But apparently on the phone,
that's better than my being. It's probably Gritty's friend.
He squeaks. He doesn't beep. He squeaks.
Oh, he squeaks. See, you got to say Gritty's friend. Because Gritty.
Lineman. That's what he's with. Linesman.
Gritty.
Winger.
Speak.
What did we say he was?
What?
His wingman.
Wingman? Is that what we said?
Yes.
Okay.
Gritty, the new Flyers friggin' mascot, is scarier than the Fraggle Rock character. My God, if I'm 24 years old, he's scaring the hell out of me. No, 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 no. I won't. No.
Well, actually, it's hockey, so it's not. I guess it's supposed to be, like, kind of scary on the edge, right? It's the macho sport of hockey, so it can't be, like, somebody that... It looks like the Fanatic.
What?
The original renderings look a little bit different than what he looks like.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think it's... But isn't the mascot mainly for the kids?
Yeah.
Well, is he a little scarier? He's more scary than the Fanatic.
Yeah,
is.
But the Flyer fan base, they're not a lot of... It's not a kid-dominant fan base, Flyers. It's more adult than kids.
Can afford to go to a Flyers game.
Yeah, well, it's why. It's adults.
I got a solid idea for this mascot. What we should do is, every time there's a questionable call on the ice, doesn't go our way, we should put the mascot in the referee's locker room with the lights off. So when they go back in the locker room, we'll scare the crap out of them.
The googly eyes are a nice touch. Now, what do you think of the googly eyes?
I'm telling you, they're even cuter in person.
Are they cuter in person?
Yes.
All right, not approved.
That's not true!
Nah, it's not approved.
Mikey, man, sound ridiculous, man. The calls on the roughing the quarterback are ridiculous. It's not about changing the mindset of anything. What are you going to change the mindset to, though? Tackle them? They're ruining the game. It's never going to be what it was.
Not
sorry.
Sure. Yeah, I know. Mr. Macho Al from Radnor.
This football, guys wear pads to protect themselves a little bit. You get paid a lot of money, and part of the game is getting hit. Are you kidding me? That's get a penalty for doing your job? I mean, I get helmet to helmet, but it's hitting. It's football. Part of the game.
Yeah, it's not football when a quarterback gets hurt, bro. So, and you'd be the first one to admit it. You don't want to see the second best strings in there. You don't want to see the first string quarterbacks get hurt in this league because it's about your entertainment value.
Well, we know Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders played football and baseball in the same season. Question, on the advent of Klintak and Kapler being terminated, is there any way Dougie P and Howie could preside over the Eagles and the Phillies at the same time?
Well, I tell you what, he just won't let go. Dave from Center City just grasps onto that Gabe Kapler train and is just trying to pull it back as hard as he can.
Now, Mike, I know he's been on it. He was on it when they were in first place.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Am I a bad fan that I'm starting to see it his way now that they're 500? If they finish under 500, I don't think it's out of the question, Mike.
No, they're committed to doing it this way. They're committed to the whole organization to do it analytically. And there's no way. Also, you should fire a guy after 1 year.
I think the NFL should consider changing the rules from tackle to flag football. You know, they'll be able to hit a little bit. Nobody will get hurt. Nobody will land on top of anybody. I mean, we hate for somebody to actually get hit. So maybe they should switch to flag football.
This Philadelphia fan base, a bunch of tough guys, man. You know what they do? Instead of having cereal, they put penny nails in there. they eat nails for breakfast, as these fans. They're macho. They're turning to their sissy smirk. Come on, man. Grow up.
Really can't believe that your thoughts on the pass, the roughing the passer calls are warranted. These calls they're getting comical. They're saying things like, oh, you can't get all your body weight on. How is that even possible to not drop all of your body weight on a quarterback in a sack?
I guarantee you, you're the same type of dude that, you speak the macho tone, and then when you go home, the wife orders you around and take out the trash.
If their starting quarterback goes down, doesn't that now require the coach to earn his money? And doesn't that also connect the GM to make sure that he has a decent backup? I mean, if Carson Wentz doesn't go down, there's no Philly special. So if a starting quarterback goes down, doesn't that mean that the head coach has to step up and earn his money?
No, because in most cases, like 95% of the time, the backup quarterback is inferior and there's only so much you can do with him. That's why he's a backup.
Mike, I'm with you. I think quarterbacks deserve more protection. Despite the fact it's been like this ever since the game was invented, I think it breeds too much aggressive attitude. And I even think we should take it a step further and they should apologize every time they knock down a quarterback. It's just too much male testosterone flying around. Terrible.
Yeah, another Mr. Macho. Like, I couldn't pick up your sarcasm there. Well, it's the one thing you left out of the equation. So, you know, in the beginning of football, when they had 180-pound linemen who couldn't really hurt you, and now they have linebackers and defensive ends and all these guys that can run 4.6 and they weigh 300 pounds and take your block off. See, that's the two difference in the era. But you haven't evolved to that stage, so I can't help you. I'm trying to make you evolve, but it's not working.
Any fan out there, if they lost their quarterback due to one of these sacks, where the defense is falling on top of them, would be crying the blues. The NFL is trying to protect not only the quarterback, but their investment as well. No one wants to watch backup versus backup. They want to watch Tom Brady versus Carson Wentz. And to say that the people are not going to watch this game because of all these 15-yard penalties and things like that, that's bogus.
Here's first of all, you're absolutely right. Thank you to all the people that were here, because of all the macho callers that we had on Sound Off today. Break yourself down. Wear a pink shirt tomorrow, all right? And try to, like, break down your machismo. That'd be the first start.
I have an easy solution to this whole NFL roughing the passer, flag, protection of quarterback type of thing. What you do is you survey every single player in the NFL, every single quarterback, every single defensive player, and say, listen, we'll cut back on the flags entirely as long as you won't sue us after you're done playing. Because that's all it's about, right, is that this whole CTE thing is, you know, these guys made millions of dollars for all these years, and they knew the risk. They knew the concussion. They knew injuries. But now they just want their cake and eat it, too, and they want to get their money.
Yeah, it's not about CTE at this point. It's about the immediate injuring of the quarterback and wanting the quarterback to stay on the field because it's a better product. But, whatever. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today on Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkins Chevrolet.
Got no beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Dead brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
Oh, that was Sound Off. That was delightful. 610-771-9705. I can't wait to come back tomorrow, folks. Coming up, it's the South Powell Football Hour live from Ott's in Medford, then Devon and Torty. No Sixer game tonight. It's been postponed because apparently the polyester floor is wet. That's what it is. So they got a leak or something, some kind of, maybe it's condensation, whatever it is, the floor is unplayable. That's what we've been told. So unfortunately, we won't be talking about Ben Simmons and Markel Fultz tomorrow. Tomorrow's General Knowledge Wednesday, though. So join us tomorrow, but have a great rest of the night, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Postpone. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by the Aviation Institute of Maintenance. Over 100,000 new maintenance technicians are needed to fix the future of aviation. The Aviation Institute of Maintenance. Visit traintomorrow.com. Tonight's blue and white scrimmage scheduled for the Palestra at Penn has been postponed due to weather-related issues that have impacted the arena. Out of an abundance of caution for player safety, the Sixers have postponed tonight's events. Phillies fell to the Rockies last night 10-1. They're now officially eliminated from playoff contention. Vince Velasquez will take the mound tonight. The last game of the season is on Sunday. Flyers fell to the Bruins last night 4-3 in the preseason. They'll play the Rangers tomorrow. Penn Medicine is ranked among the top in the nation at number one here at home by U.S. News and World Report. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Learn more at PennMedicine.com. Missed any of our shows today? Check out 97.5TheFanatic.com or download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.